My Conference Notebook, April 2018 General Conference. Diving Deeper. Divine Promises. President Russell M. Nelson made this divine promise during the April 2018 General Conference. There may be times when you feel as though the heavens are closed, but I promise you that as you continue to be obedient, expressing gratitude for every blessing the Lord gives you, and as you patiently honor the Lord's timetable, you will be given the knowledge and understanding you seek. Many other leaders also made divine promises in General Conference. As you study the most recent messages, see if you can identify any divine promises given. Here are a few talks to get you started. Henry B. Eyring, His Spirit to Be With You, Ensign, May 2018, page 86. David A. Bednar, Meek and Lowly of Heart, Ensign, May 2018, page 30. Dale G. Renland, Family History and Temple Work, Sealing and Healing, Ensign, May 2018, page 46. Consider recording in your journal your thoughts and feelings about these divine promises. Our path is not about what we have done or where we have been. It is about where we are going and what we are becoming in unity. Raina I. Alberto, with One Accord, Ensign, May 2018, pages 79 and 80. Answers to questions. One young mother wrote in, "As a young mother, I struggle to feel God's love and understand my worth in His plan. How does God really feel about me?" To mothers, especially young mothers, who often feel overwhelmed and underwater while striving to raise a sin-resistant generation, never underestimate your central role in God's plan. In stressful moments, perhaps when you are chastening little ones and a charred smell from the kitchen informs you that your lovingly prepared dinner is now a burnt offering, know that God sanctifies your most difficult days. "Fear thou not, for I am with thee," He peacefully reassures. Elder Brian K. Taylor of the 70. "Am I a child of God?" Ensign, May 2018, page 13. What questions did you have that were answered by something you heard at conference? Share your experience on our Facebook page, facebook.com/ensign.magazine. What will I do? Looking for guidance. One reader wrote in, "This past February, my sweet husband of 2 years explained that he no longer has a testimony and is discontinuing his membership in the church. With this change in faith, various lifestyle choices shifted as well. I was absolutely devastated, with no idea where my life was headed. I have never pleaded so hard to receive guidance as I did during the April 2018 General Conference. I sat listening to each talk, and as President Russell M. Nelson began his address on personal revelation, I found the direction I was seeking." President Nelson outlines how to receive answers to the heart's most pressing questions. He invites us to pray in the name of Jesus Christ about your concerns, your fears, your weaknesses, yes, the very longings of your heart, and then listen. Write the thoughts that come to your mind. I cried during the entire talk and took copious notes. President Nelson might as well have included my name in his talk when he asked, "Does God really want to speak to you?" Yes. While I can't say I know what God has in store for me quite yet, I learned two important lessons this conference. First, there is no doubt in my mind that President Nelson is a prophet. Second, God knows us individually, and He will reveal His will to us in His time. President Thomas S. Monson once said, "I never cease to be amazed by how the Lord can motivate and direct the length and breadth of His kingdom, and yet have time to provide inspiration concerning one individual." I was the individual inspired that day with the assurance that His hand is guiding me. Name withheld. Have an experience you would like to share? Submit your story at ensign.lds.org or share it on our Facebook page. Conference numbers: 16,118,169 church members as of December 31, 2017. 233,729 converts baptized. 421 missions around the world. Sabbath worship plus daily worship. Ours is not just a Sunday church. Our worship continues each day of the week, wherever we are and in whatever we do. Our homes in particular are the primary sanctuaries of our faith. It is most often in our homes that we pray, we bless, we study, we teach the Word of God, and we serve with pure love. I can testify from personal experience that our homes are sacred places where the Spirit can abound, as much as, and sometimes even more than, in our formal places of worship. Bishop Gerald Cossé, presiding bishop, it is all about people. Ensign, May 2018, page 113. Ponder this. How can I grow into the principle of revelation? See President Russell M. Nelson, Revelation for the Church, Revelation for Our Lives. Ensign, May 2018, page 95. Share your thoughts on the Ensign Facebook page, or record your thoughts in your journal. End of My Conference Notebook for April 2018 General Conference. Read by Van Farnworth.